please take out your worry list now, wherever you might have been keeping it. And today, we are going to dispose of this worry list, which you no longer need to carry in your thoughts. So find your worry list now, wherever you've placed it. And I invite you to crumple your worry list up in a tight ball. Whether it's one pages or two or three, literally just crumple it up and make it into a golf ball or a baseball or a softball or a basketball, however many pages your worry list consisted of. Literally just make it into a crumply ball now. And holding this crumply ball of worries that no longer serve your best and highest good, please imagine a clear, large ball in front of you. Take your crumply list now in your imagination and toss all of those worries into the clear ball that is in your imagination sitting in front of you. Just toss it in there. Just as if you would toss it into a trash can, though you are still physically holding your ball right now. So toss it into the clear ball in your imagination, all of those worries. Let it slop around a bit. And then I invite you in your imagination to take your clear crystal ball, hold the crystal ball over your head, and now, using all of the strength that you have in your imagination, throw this clear crystal ball of worries up into the heavens. Let it lift up and up and up, higher and higher and higher, way, way above your head, above the tops of the trees, above the clouds, up into the heavens, where you see it becoming smaller and smaller and smaller until it is but a speck in your imaginary sight. And then, as it becomes so small and compacted, allow your list of worries to burst out now into radiant gold light, as that radiant gold light now soaks and soothes every cell of your body. Receive now the nurturance of this golden light. Be bathed in it. And allow the physical list of worries that you still hold in your hand to be also bathed by this golden light. Feel the pulsations of that gold energy as it radiates through every cell of your body. It's a soothing place. It's a calm place. This is a place of centeredness. This is a place of no worrying, no anxiety, no concerns. This is a place where balance happens. Your final task is to decide what to do with your physical list of worries. My charge for you, if you wish to accept it, is to dispose of this now balled up list of worries in whatever way feels right to you. You may want to burn it safely, of course. You may want to literally throw it into the trash can. You may want to decimate it in one way or another, or flush it down the toilet. However you would like to get rid of this list, please do so after you turn off this meditation. No longer carry around with you these worries, for they simply take up space and energy and time that you can devote to the thoughts and dreams that you wish to manifest for yourself. Have fun figuring out how you want to dispose of your list, but the one sure thing I want to ask you to do is get rid of it. And if you say to yourself, "Oh, I don't have time to get rid of the list right now. I've got something else I have to do." Oh, that's fine. But be sure to get back to it. You don't want to have this list of worries hanging around anywhere near. It's got low energy. It's got negativity, and it will drag you down simply by being present anywhere nearby. So, my friends, get rid of your list. It's been indeed a huge pleasure. This is Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.